GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and George continues his vacation in FLA. Our guest co-host, the lecturer of justice studies, director of Maine Community Policing at UMaine Augusta, Noel March. Thanks again for getting up coming in this morning. You're in spacious Studio 7A.
Well, glad to be here, Rick. And, you know, these two guys, last time I saw them, were in the studio, but now they're not.
Let's talk first to the guy from JT Hicks & Company, who is busy with tax season. And I bet if we say good morning to him, he'll say, hey now. Good morning, Tom
hey now.
Hicks.
And Paul Tormey.
Paul Tormey, who's on loan from Bangor Savings Bank, right, where they say,
you matter more.
Thank you both for being a part of our program. Guys, a lot has changed, including some business models. And we wanted to turn to you for some practical advice for those that have a business, run a business, big or small, maybe even medium-sized. And Paul Tormey, we're going to start with you. First blush here. Some people are going to have to adapt their business model, at least for the next 2 weeks and maybe even beyond, Paul.
That is correct. You know, anybody who's been out of his house in the last several days has noticed that things are a little different. You know, people are standing further apart and spending a little less time out and about. But so that's causing some changes for us. You know, what it's meant, maybe we move some things online. You know, when we're talking to our customers, maybe we do fewer meetings in person for now and more by conference call or Skype meeting. Luckily for us, versus 10 or 15 years ago, the technology is pretty good for that. You know, we just extracted our son from Northeastern, because Northeastern was going all online. These are prudent steps to take, given the times, and luckily the technology is available to do that.
Tom, many things are changing. They might be changing for 2 weeks. They might even be changing for a bit longer.
Well, yeah, it could be even more extended than you might think. Just heard this morning that Major League Baseball is yet deferring probably for another 30 days before they resume, you know, games and practices, et cetera. So I think you kind of have to be prepared for the long haul. There's really part of this that's very distressing to me, is to see the lunacy that's going on out there with hoarding of toilet paper and, you know, hand sanitizer and some of these other things that, you know, just are almost unfathomable to believe. But I have seen photographs of the empty shelves at Walmart where toilet paper and paper towels used to be. So one of the things I think is very important for our businesses is to let your customers know what you're doing, or that you're aware of COVID-19 and what your policies and procedures and practices are going to be, you know, during this period. I don't know, Paul, I'm imagining, and Rick, you probably are getting emails almost daily from some of the companies that you may do business with online or in person about, you know, what their current status is with regard to, you know, this particular virus. So good practice, I think.
Futures for the benchmark S&P 500 index and the Dow Jones Industrial Average were off nearly 5%, and all across the world as well, but following yesterday's emergency rate cut by the Federal Reserve. What about real estate, Paul?
Well, let me talk about the rate cut. A lot of folks were wondering what the government is going to do, and I don't think the government has exhausted its efforts to try to deal with a shock to the economy. And, you know, last time we were on talking about this, we talked about the costs that were mounting. I think the costs are going to be a lot more than they were even a week ago when we were speculating about it. And so the people are saying, you know, what's the government going to do to help? And there's been some disagreement over this. One of the presidential candidates who's still in the race is saying, oh, the government needs to hand everybody a $1,000 check. Others are saying, the president says, well, let's cut the payroll tax. That'll make people's paycheck bigger. And so consumers, when they have money, it tends to burn a hole in their pocket. And, you know, that will keep the economy humming. And now the Fed is like, well, let's reduce rates. And, you know, we had 8 or 9 years of what they call the ZERP, the zero interest rate policy, rates at or near zero. It might have kept the economy from going deeper down, but it doesn't seem to have done really great things to accelerate the economy, but it certainly can't hurt. It'll certainly make things easier for for large companies will reduce their borrowing costs, which will help them keep things going and from losing too much. So from that standpoint, it can't hurt. But I think we have yet to see the end of what's going to happen from the government to try to mitigate some of the effect of this.
Thinking about real estate and those who are going to be able to maybe take advantage of lower rates?
Well, I can tell you, I'm in the process right now of refinancing my home to a lower rate. I'm taking advantage of this this opportunity, and I think that we're going to see a lot more people doing that for the obvious reason. You know, every dollar that I don't have to pay to the mortgage company is a dollar that I'm keeping in my checkbook that I can, you know, do something else with. So I think, notwithstanding the fact that, you know, it's a difficult time for our communities, for our nation, and of course the world, business is business. And if the rate's down and it makes sense for you to refinance and take advantage of lower rates, you should do it.
I'm glad we got on this topic, Tom, that you've led us this way with the Money Men. Paul, specifically to you, and this is almost a softball to you, but a listener sent the note. BSB is my lender. Is it a good idea to check with my agent to see if I can take advantage of the new rate?
Well, you know, you certainly can. We need to remember that this is an issue that's going to be with us probably a matter of a few months at the outside, hopefully. I don't think we're in a situation where we're going to have years of zero interest rate policy and everything is going to be down for a long time. So, you certainly can ask the question. I don't know how long we're going to be in this situation or how deep these rates are going to go for just the short term. But, you know, you can always ask the question.
Tom, to you to maybe put a point on it, that it is at least worth exploring.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of great resources online that you can fill into these calculators and tell it, you know, what you're currently paying, what your monthly mortgage payment is, how much you have outstanding, what your estimated closing costs are. And you really have to look at this over the life of the loan. So if a drop in the interest rate would substantially, you know, save you money, even though you would have to pay some closing costs, perhaps, you know, another evaluation for the market value of your property, you're going to have to do that. But there's a lot of great resources online where it'll help you make that decision. Is the drop in the interest rate from what I'm currently paying, you know, plus the cost that it's going to take to get into a new loan, is that going to save me money over the long term, and how much? So I would encourage people to, you know, turn to some of these really great online resources.
I have a friend who is certainly not panicked, and he is picking up some bargains on the market for investments. Curious to know if what you're seeing or what you might predict.
Well, I don't, and of course, I'll have to throw in the disclaimer.
Here comes the disclaimer.
But, we certainly, as Tom said last time we talked about this, when things when the market is low, you know, a lot of people are rushing in to pick up things on the cheap. My young son has a little, a retirement account. You know, he's just getting started. He's a really young guy, and he was noticing that it took a hit. And I said, well, you know, Mike, everything that plan is buying now, it's buying cheap. So don't fret. You know, it's long term. And Noel, I think you're right. Bargain hunters rush in. The problem is, as we all know, is knowing where the bottom is and getting in at the right time.
Thanks.
Now and still have it sink more.
Yeah, absolutely. New territory on this all. But the same question to you, Tom.
Well, I practice what I preach, and I just moved more money into the market last week, taking money out of, you know, savings and saying, this is a great time to buy. Everything is on sale. Of course, you know, I've been fielding a lot of questions lately, a lot of sort of panic calls from clients, you know, watching their 401ks, watching their IRAs, you know, kind of decline, and, should I sell? Should I get out? I said, no, stay the course. Put more in. You know, if you take money out now, you're going to pay huge penalties for withdrawing money from your retirement plan on top of paying the taxes, and then you're not going to be able to put that money back into those retirement plans when the panic is over. And that's all this is panic. And, you know, it's, I think it was FDR who said we have nothing to fear but fear itself. So stay the course, put more in. It's a great time to buy.
Paul, I want to pivot to you to this, talking with the money man, Paul Tormey from Bangor Savings Bank. Paul, business owners should be taking a look at their business model, shouldn't they? It should not be on the shelf right now. Anyone that's not reaching for that document might not be exercising a great deal of wisdom.
Well, you're right. And the need, I think, you know, when this is all over and we will look back, there's going to be a lot of lessons learned. And flexibility is going to be key. People are going to, at least for the short term, until people forget about this, they're going to take stock of, you know, what kind of hit can we absorb? And how are we going to prepare if suddenly all our customers were at home instead of in our store? Some places are already very well set up to do that. Others are going to have to figure it out. Restaurants, for instance, who are so used to having people at tables, are going to now have to do more in takeout. And are they prepared to do that? Do they have the containers and the equipment and the billing systems and the notification systems and the ordering systems? Do they have all that in place? So you're right. People have to look at the way they do business and say, geez, if the stuff hit the fan, what could we do differently and still stay afloat?
And Tom, to you, it could be a downtime for some businesses, and it could be a good time to reach for the business model, flip through and see what changes might be made, albeit temporarily, to help contain and maybe mitigate some of the damage.
Well, you know, I agree with Paul. I think this is an opportunity to, adapt, improvise, and overcome. And, you know, you can make some changes that may, you know, be helpful to your employees. We here at JT Hicks and Company, we've been working in the cloud for many years now. All of our employees have the option to work at home, and so they can sort of self-separate if they want to. We are open for business, but we are offering, you know, clients options to have maybe a meeting by telephone, or we have video conferencing. We also have online capabilities. So, you know, these resources for these sorts of things are easily and readily available on the internet and not terribly expensive to be able to, you know, have some of these apps like Zoom, for example, that allows you to, you know, to have video conference with another user of that application. And then you can avoid having those personal contacts if you, you know, don't want to. But, you know, here we're open for business as usual, but we are offering, you know, options for clients to, you know, take advantage of some of the other, you know, electronic means of meeting with us. So improvise, adapt, and overcome is my mantra.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Tom. Thinking about Bangor Savings Bank, one of the biggest employers in our area, and technology is no stranger to BSB.
Well, let me say this, Noel. I'm not in charge of messaging for the bank on this. We're putting out word to our customers through our various channels. That being said, we're going to be there for our customers. And, you know, certainly our branches are going to, our people work in our brick and mortar branches. Those people need to be there. So, you know, we take different steps for those folks than for people who have maybe a back office function or a function where they can work from home. So it's a whole blend of things, but, you know, whatever it takes, we're going to be there for our customers.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.